Today's daf is Chulin daf Chof Aleph, and we are six lines from the bottom of daf Chof Amid Beis Omar Rafa. So the Gemara had digressed a little bit from the laws of Shechita to the laws of Melika, specifically as it relates to comparing and contrasting different halachas that govern Shechita and different halachas that govern Melika. The Gemara on the top of the Yomid brought a memra from Zairi, a chiddush. Zairi said, Nishbira mifarekes v'roiv basar ima nevela. If the neck bone of a knife broke and most of the flesh in the area of the neck bone was removed from the oif, the halacha is that the oif has a din of a nevela. Now that's pashit. Without Zairi, we would know that the oif has a din of a treifa, and as a result, you would not be able to shech the oif after it was already nishbara mifarekes and roiv of the basar was taken away from it. The chiddush of Zairi was that not only do we look at it as a treifa, meaning not only do we look at it as a oif that doesn't have the ability to live, we look at it as a oif that's dead right now. Even if it's moving, even if it's still jerking, it doesn't matter. Right now, we look at it as if it's dead. It's Tomei Tumas Nevela. The Gemara brought a discussion in a Mishnah in Zvachin, Daf Samaches Amin Aleph, in light of Zairi's Halacha, and now we're up to the second part of the Gemara's analysis of Zairi. Says the Gemara, Amar Rava, I kashali, oh kashali. I hear what Zairi is saying. The problem is I have a very big kasha. V'chimesa oimed umoylik. Rava says, how do you explain every malika? When the Kohen does malika, so he would take his finger, he would go through mul arpay, which is the back of the neck of the oif. He would pierce through the neck bone, L'chaira, break the neck bone until he got to the Kohen and the Veshet, do what he needed to do, and then afterwards, that would constitute the avoid of Malika. Freik Rava, L'chura, once the Kohen goes through the neck bone, at that point he rendered the oif an avela. It's dead already. That means the oif dies before he actually did the Malika. Does that make sense? V'chimesa oimedu moilek? So what? The Torah says that a Kohen should do Malika on a dead animal. Now, Rashi speaks out that even though without Zairi, the animal would anyways be a trefa, so regardless whether Zairi is right or Zairi is wrong, the Metzius is that as the Kohen is doing the Malika, he makes the Oif a trefa before he actually does the Malika, but Rashi says that didn't bother Rava. What bothered Rava is that you're doing Malika on a dead animal, that can't be. Amalei Abayas, Abaya told Rava, I'll ask you a kasha from every oilas oif. We had mentioned yesterday very briefly that even though there's a mitzvah Malika with a chatas oif, and there's a mitzvah Malika with an oilas oif, but there are many fundamental differences between the way the chatas oif was brought and the way the oilas oif was brought. The Gemara discusses it in very great detail in Mishnayis and Brises and Gemaras in Masechta, but as relates to our sugya, the chatas ha'oif was nimlak b'simen echad. Just like shchitas oif chulin is simen echad, you don't have to sever the kana and the veshet. It's either the kana, either the veshet. The malika, the chatas ha'oif, was done the same way. The oil ha'oif, however, had to be done with beis simanim. Now that's pashit. If the way you shecht an oif chulin is by severing only one of the simanim, or the way you do malika on a chatas ha'oif is by being malik only one of the simanim, what that means is that the animal dies once you sever one simen. So freik tabaya, so what happens now when you have an oil ha'oif and you're doing the malika on the second simen? At that point, it's dead already. So said Abaya to Rava, you're asking a kasha on Zairi, who said nishbara mifarekes v'roiv basar ima nevela. And what was Rava's kasha? Geshmak a kasha. V'chimesa oimedu malik. Abaya said, l'chura, every single oil ha'oif, you could ask the same question. What's the kasha? Once you do the malika on the first simen, so it comes out the animal's dead. That's pasha without Zairi. You're right. When you do malika on the second simen with the oil ha'oif, the purpose of the malika is not to kill the animal in this fashion, because the animal's dead already. Meaning the point of Malika b'shtei simanim ba'oil ha'oif versus Malika b'simen echad b'chatas ha'oif is not that when you do Malika with a chatas ha'oif, you want to kill the animal with one simen. When you do Malika with the oil ha'oif, you want to kill it with two simanim, because you can't kill it with two simanim if it already died after the simen echad. The reason you sever the second simen is for a completely different reason. There's a mitzvah of havdalah, as we'll see in greater detail later in the daf. There's a mitzvah for the roish of the oif and the guf of the oif to be separate when the kohen went and was makter the oilas oif, which of course was kulay kolol on the mizbeach. And being that the two parts of the oif had to be separate, when the Haktorah was done. It's for that reason you had to be Mavdal, the second Siman. But you're right, said Rav Tabaya. The purpose of the second Siman being Nimlak with an Oyla Sa'if has nothing to do with the context of Malika and Shechita and killing the animal in that way, because the animal died already after the first Siman. You can't have a Shulchan Aruch had to kill an animal once the animal's already dead. But the Gemara said, Abaya continued. Abaya said that if the purpose of being Malik, the second Siman, with an Oyla Sa'if is because there's a mitzvah of Havdalah, then there should be a real halacha of Havdalah, yochi or nami. So why isn't there a halacha that you have to detach the skin that attaches the roish and the guf of the oif? You don't have to. Havdalah is enough that you knock out the simonim. We'll see later, machloikis. Maybe even roif simonim is going to be enough. But that's pashut. Everybody agrees that the oir itself could still be attached. So the head and the guf of the oif can be attached by the art if there's a mitzvah of Havdalah. And the purpose of severing the second siman is not related to the Malika per se. It's more related to the Havdalah. So how come there's no halacha that you have to sever the art? So Rava said, that's not a kasha. You're right. The purpose of severing the second siman with the Nailah slave has nothing to do with the Shechita, the Malika. It's more related to the Havdalah. However, at the same time, what do you have to be Mavdal? There's no halacha that it has to be two distinct pieces. But rather, you have to be Mavdal the parts that the Torah says you have to manipulate when you do a Shechita. I mean, that Shechita is b'simanim, so too the Havdalah has to manifest with the simanim as well. I mean, that there's no Shechita on Ur, so too there's no Havdalah when it comes to Ur either. Says the Gemara, but me it's simanim, the Rabbanon, the Rabbanon, everybody holds that when it comes to Shechita of an oif or Shechita of a behema, you don't have to shecht the entire simanim. But roiv of the simanim is always enough. You always have the halacha of rubei kukuloi, and still the rabbanon hold when it comes to ilas ha'ayif. We'll see again a lot more about that later in the daf. But when it comes to ilas ha'ayif, ma'akviv avdala, you have to be mavdol the simanim completely. Taina is abaya to Rava, that if Rava, you're saying that the mitzvah of shechting, of being malik, the second sim with the oilosev has nothing to do with the malika per se. It's more related to the havdal. But at the same time, the reason you only have to be mavdal the simonim, you have to be mavdal the ar, is because what dictates what you have to be mavdal is the same as what dictates what you have to shech. I mean, that shechit is always in the simonim, the havdal is also in the simonim, then l'chura, you should never have to be mavdal more than what you would have to shech. Shechita roiv is enough. Yet the Rabbanon hold when it comes to Havdalah, you have to mavdal completely. So Rav said, I hear you just have to tweak what I'm saying a little bit. Not whatever is ma'akiv in Shechita is ma'akiv in Havdalah. But kol sheyeshnoi b'shechita yeshnoi b'Havdalah. Shechita is in the simonim, Havdalah is in the simonim. That just so happens, Shechita, roiv of the simonim is enough. As it relates to Havdalah, the Rabbanon Shechita is, it's not enough that you do roiv. You have to do it completely. Either way, says the Gemara, mikamakim kasha. So after this digression for a few lines in the Gemara, we're back to the original kasha. Ziri said, halacha nishber mefarek is very basarima nevela. What was Rava's kasha? Ikashali hakashali v'chimesa oimadu ma'alik. Doesn't make sense. If nishbra mefarekes for roi basa imi renders the oif nevela, then how do you even do malika? As you're doing the malika, you're going through the mefarekes. At that point, the oif is dead. If it's dead, it's an nevela. So what you're doing malika on a nevela, amarava, emo, you have to say, v'chein huay. So the way it works is as follows. Chaytech shedra u'mefarekes beloy roif basa. You have to say that the kohen, when he does malika, he has to make sure that despite the fact that he's going in from the back of the neck, like the Torah says, mimul arpa. See, he's going to break the neck of the oif before he does the malika. But he has to make sure that he doesn't remove roif basa. And Ze'iri said, nishbra mefarekes v'roif basa ima nevela. It's only if you can check off two boxes that the oif gets a din of a nevela. Number one, the neck bone has to crack. Number two, you have to remove roif basa. So Rava said, you're right. You can't do malika on a dead oif, which therefore means that when you break the neck of the oif as you're doing the malika, you have to be very meticulous and you have to make sure that you surgically are careful not to remove the roiv basa, and it's afterwards that the roiv basa is going to be removed. But as you're going through to do the actual malika, you have to make sure you don't, if you don't remove the roiv basa, so you didn't check off two boxes. As a result, it's not an avela. That's how you do malika. The Gemara says, Kisolik Rav Zeiru. Rav Zeiru went from Babel to Eretz Yisrael, very famously. Ashkechel Rav Ami. He met Rav Ami, the Yosef, Vika Amala, Lahashmaita. He was saying over this halacha, Ze'iri Zalacha, Nishbra, Mefarekis, Roiv Basa, Iman Avela. Amalei, so Rav Zeiru, asked Rav Ami on what Ze'iri had said. V'chi meisa oimed umayilok, he asked him Rav's kasha. I kasha li ha kasha li. Doesn't make sense. If you're going to tell me that every time an oif is nishbra mefarektus v'roi basarima, it's considered an aveva, then how do you ever do malika? So the Gemara says, ishtoimim k'shachadar. Rav Ami was taken aback. Whoa, I didn't think of that. On Malay, Ze'iri told him, eime kachu oisib. You have to say, is choy techshedra umefarektus v'roi roi basar. The same terrence that Rav gave, that you have to make sure the Kayan does, that when he's nishbra mefarekis, as he's doing the malika, he doesn't remove Rai Basa. If he doesn't remove Rai Basa, then the animal never became an available. Tanya Namihochi, Ketzan Molkin, how was malika done? Before Shabraisa, Chatas Oif Chaytech Shedra, Umifarekes, Beloy Rai Basa, clear. So he's Chaytech Shedra, Umifarekes, he's going to be Molarpai. That's by definition the way the malika has to be done. But he has to make sure that he does not remove Rai Basa. Achimagia, Leveshet, Oilakana. We're talking about a chatas oif. So either the veshed or the kana, one simen is enough as it relates to the chatas. Gil, veshed, the kana, chaytech simen echad. Oy, rubai, roiv is enough. The roiv basarima, and then he removes the roiv basar. So you have to remove the roiv basar. But the point is, you don't remove the roiv basar before you are moilek the simen, but rather you remove the roiv basar after you moilek the simen. The Gemara says, uba oila. The Bryce is continuing and says that when the kayan is doing malika with an oila, so then it's not simen echad a rubai, but rather it's shnai. It's both simanim, ayreif shnayim, like we said before. Oila has a mitzvah of havdalah as well. So it's not enough by the oila sa'if to be mavdol simen echad. When it comes to the oila sa'if, you have to be mavdol two simanim. Says the Gemara Mani, but the lashon of Braisa was that when you mavdol the simanim, or when you moilek the simen echad with the chata sa'if, so it's chaytech simen echad ayrubay, or it's ba'oila shnayim ayreif shnayim. Now the Gemara is going to bring on Amid, on the bottom of the Amid, we saw it already a little bit in the beginning of the daf, a machloikis between the Rabbanon and Rabbi Elazar b'Rav Shimon. When the halacha is shnei simanim ba'oila sa'if, does it mean shnei simanim completely, or is roif going to be good as well? Just like by shechitas chulin, even by shechitas chachim, roif is enough. So maybe when you have this halacha of two simanim by the oila sa'if, roif is good as well. Or maybe no, maybe when it comes to the halacha of oila sa'if, you have to sever both simanim completely, says the Gemara. What did this braisa say? Uba oila shnayim, roif shnayim. The braisa seems to be tansing of tzveichas in this. Shnayim means completely. That's the Rabbanan shita. Oy roif shnayim. That seems to be Rabbi Rav Shimon's shita. Says the Gemara Mani. I Rabbanan. Ha ami shnayim dafka. I Rabbi Rav Shimon. I'm a roif shnayim. So the Gemara says, Ema, you're right. What the braisa just means, it's not so shvesh. Shnayim the Rabbanan. Roif shnayim the Rabbi Rav Shimon. The braisa is not getting involved in that machloikis. Marki de Islay. That's the Rabbanan shnayim. Umarki de Islay. That's Rabbi Rav Shimon. Roif shnayim is going to be resolved. Iba yaseim ha 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 Rabbi Rav Shimon. Maybe the entire braisa is going according to Rabbi Rav Shimon. Umay shnayim. Point of Blasa Rav Shimon, Rav is enough. You don't have to do Shnayim. What it means is Shadoim and L'Shnayim. The Rashi explains is that L'Katchila, even though Rav Blasa Rav Shimon says Rav is enough, but Be'inan She'yachtov Rav Lehedya She'yeinir Le'inayim Shu Rav. There's different levels of Rav. There's Rav where it looks like they're severed, and then there's Rav where you did it strategically where it doesn't even look like it was severed. So there is an idea L'Katchila, according to Rav Blasa Rav Shimon, to make it a Rav that's Nir Le'inayim. There's no Indian lekatchila according to Rabbi Elazar b'Rav Shimon to do it completely. Roiv is something you can rely on lekatchila, but at the same time, even though you can rely on roiv lekatchila, but there is an Indian lekatchila to make a roiv that's nearly. Now, I mean, those are the two things. The price is Rabbi Elazar b'Rav Shimon. What does shnayim a roiv shnayim mean? Shnayim means where it looks like to. Roiv shnayim means where it doesn't even look like to. Where b'diavet certainly it's going to be okay. Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Amar Shmuel, Nishbara mefarekes b'ray basar ima. So the Gemara mentions the Iri's halacha. The Iri said that if you have an oif that's nishbara mefarekes for roiv basar ima, the halacha is nevela. And the Gemara discussed the Iri in light of a mishnah of malak besakin. That was the end of yesterday's daf and mesechtes vachin. And now the Gemara asked it in light of every single malika. Lachura, when the kohen does the malika, he's first nishbara mefarekes, and the Gemara said a chiddush in exactly how malika was done. The Gemara says in a few places in Zvachim and Achis that malika was one of the avodas kashos shebemikdash. It wasn't an easy avodah to do. So there's another wrinkle. The kohen had to make sure that he breaks the neck bone and he does not remove the roiv basar. He has to make sure the flesh stays intact. And on his way out, then he does have to make sure that he removes the roiv basar. But anyway, we were discussing Ze'iri's halacha of nishbara mifarekes in the context of an oif. Says the Gemara, Rabbi Yehuda said in the name of Shmuel, that this halacha would apply to an adam as well. A person, Oyaleno, who's nishbara mefarekes, through roif basarima, nekama ba'oil. He too has the din of a mace. He's not talmi tumas nevela. A person doesn't have tumas nevela, a person has tumas mace. But he's going to be talmi tumas mace. L'maynaf kemina, even tumas oil. He's considered dead. For in taimar, freak the Gemara, I'll ask you a kasha from Nach. Oisei maisa de Eli. There was a story with Eli. The Pasuk says that when Eli, the Gemara is going to bring the Pasuk in a moment, heard that the Aron was captured, it says that Eli fell and he broke his neck and died because he was very old. And it's mashma that the only reason he died from breaking his neck was because he was old. Had he not been old, he wouldn't have died. Didn't Rabbi Yehuda say in the name of Shmuel what Ze'iri had essentially said, that Nishbara Mefarekes, the roiv basarima metamabayil, says the Gemara, v'toyma oisei maisa de'eli, mefarekes b'loi roiv basar havo. You have to say that what happened over there was, he never lost roiv basar. And being that he never lost roiv basar, despite the fact that he was nishbara mefarekes, it was only because he was old that he ended up dying. And the Gemara says, zikna shayni, d'chsev ahika skiris aron alikim ayipa me'al kisa achiranis. So Eli hears that the aron was captured, he falls off his chair, backwards, ba'ad yad hashar v'atishove mafrakte v'yomos, and the reason he died there was kizok and ishbakob. So really, any person that's nishbara mefarekes v'rei basa'im is already considered dead. Eli had broke his neck, but at the same time, not Roiv Basar. As a result, the only reason he died was because he was also Zaken. But someone who's Nishbar B'Ferekes, Bir Roiv Basar, even not a Zaken, would die. Amar Rab Shmuel Manachmeini, Amar Rab Yoichanan. Kare Kedag, a person who gets cut open, the way people cut open a fish. So Rashi says, when you remove the innards of a fish, they would slit a hole, right? You take a knife and cut along the length of the fish and you start removing everything from it. So what happens if a person's like that? Metamubai is considered he's considered dead. Amar Rab Shmuel, Yitzchak Umigabe. It's only if the slit is from the back of the person, not the front of the person. Amar Shmuel, I saw Gisra Nevela, if a person or an animal is cut in half, even though, you know, the animal could still be moving a little bit, it doesn't matter. Chop it into two, it has a din of an avela. Amar Rabbi Elazar, nitel hayerech, if the thigh of an animal is removed. So the animal loses its thigh. The cholol shola nicker, if the hole, the cavity where the thigh was and is no longer there is nicker. So you look at the animal, you see it's missing its thigh, right? How could you not see? But you see it's missing its thigh, nevel, hechid ami cholol shola nicker. What does the Gemara mean? Right? How could you not see? Amar Rabbi kol shiravutza v'nir is chaser. That's pasha. If the animal's standing or trying to stand, you would know. But the point is when it's lying sometimes, you can't necessarily tell that it's missing its thigh. If it's revutzah v'neris chaser, that's when it has a din of an avail. Tanan hasam, another halacha. Hutzu rosheyem. And the context over there is a Mishnah in Mesechtes Aholois, Perek Aleph, Mishnah Vav. It's talking about the Shemayna Shratzim. So we know that there are 8 Shratzim that when they're dead are metame. So regarding the Shemayna Shratzim, if they're beheaded, Hutzu rosheyem. The halacha is afal pishem mefarchesen, even though they're still moving, what's known as Mifar Cheses Tmeim, they're going to be considered Tameh. They're considered dead, and the Shemayna Shratzim are Metameh when they're dead. And why is that? L'chayr, if it's moving. So if it's moving, doesn't that mean that by definition, now Rashi says, if the head was completely severed, if these Shratzim were completely beheaded, we're not having this conversation. We know they're dead. The Chiddush is, Rashi says, Afa Pishalei Huvdalu L'gamri, even though it wasn't completely, so it's like a shchita, roif samanim type of concept. The point is that once it's hutsu rosheyem, afal pishem mefarchesin, temeyem kizonov haltosh of mefarcheses. And if you want precedence for that, the tail of a halta, of a lizard, after it's removed, it still wags a little bit, it still moves. What do you mean? It's detached from the animal. Has it moving around? Has it making noise? The answer is, there's a concept of mefarchesin. It doesn't necessarily mean that it's still alive. So there's an idea of hutsu rashen, afa pishem mefarchesin, so it's going to be teme. My hutsu, says the Gemara, what exactly does hutsu mean? Shlokesh says, hutsu mamish. No, it means literally that it was removed. Rav Asi said in the name of Rebbe, Ramani kavdolas oilasoi. Doesn't mean hutsu mamish, but it means that it was hufda, was separated the way you separate the oilas oif, the simonim of the oilas oif.
question is, how do you separate the simon of a noilos and oif? We said it's machlokes before. Rabbi Elazar b'Shimon and Rabbanan. According to Rabbi Elazar b'Shimon, roiv is enough. According to Rabbanan, you have to do it completely, right? So it says the Gemara, Rabbi Yirmi, Rabbi Asi. So Rabbi Yirmi asked the Shaila, and he asked Rabbi Asi. He said, "Kavdolos oilos oif the Rabbanan." Did Rabbi Asi in the name of Ramani mean when he said that hutsu means kavdolos oilos oif? He meant the Rabbanan's havdola of an oilos oif, which means legamre. And if that's the case, v'loy palgisus, so there's really no machlokes. Right, we said, what does hutsu mean? Hutsu roshayim afal pi she mefarchesin timeyim. What does hutsu mean? Machlekes amira. Reish Lakish, Amar Reish Lakish said hutsu mamish. Rav Asi said in the name of Ramani, what it means is kavdolas oilas oif. So Rabbi said you have to be a little more specific. What does avdolas oilas oif mean? The Rabbanan hold avdolas oilas oif means legamri. If that's the case, then Rav Asi and Reish Lakish are saying the same thing. Oydomo kavdolas oilas oif l'raz Reb Shimon. Or maybe he meant was avdolas oilas oif according to Reb Shimon, who holds roiv is enough. And if that's the case, you don't have to be mavdol with legamri. It's not like Reish Lakish upal gisus, and then it is a machlokes. Amalei told him back, kavdolas oilas oif l'raz Reb Shimon upal gisus. No, the reason it's brought down as two shitas because it's two shitas. In other words, Rav Asi, in addition to his shita, as it relates to Hutsu Rosheim, that Mishnah, Masechtas Holos, we have insight into what Rav Asi held as it relates to how Malikas Oilas Oif was done. That he held, like Rav Shimon, that you don't have to sever the simanim legamri, but roiv of the base simanim would be enough. Ikad amri, Rav Shimon, lakashama hutsu mamish, Rav Asi, Amr Amani, kavdolas oilas oif, Rav Shimon, Rav Shnaim. The ikad amri, you don't need Rav Yirmiyah's shayla, when an answer, it's beforeish. The Ramani said very, very clearly that what does it mean? What it means is, Rabbi Elazar b'Rabbi Shimon's oilos oif, in other words, machloik is whether it's hutsu legamri or roiv is going to be enough, says the Gemara. Okay, so we mentioned already for the third time this machloik is between the Rabbanan and Rabbi Elazar b'Rabbi Shimon. Now we're learning chulin, we're not learning kachim, but the Gemara is digressing in its comparison and between shchitas oif chulin and malikas oif kachim. And in that context, for the third time already on this Amud, we have this machloikis, the Rabbanan and Rav Elazar b'Rabbi Shimon, exactly how Malikas Oilas Oif was done. So Malikas Chatas Oif was done like Shchitas Chat, like with Shchitas Oif, with the exception of one being done b'Shchita, one being done the Malika. But the point is that you have to kill the animal by severing one of the simanim, and you don't even have to sever the entire simon. Roiv of the simon is going to be enough. The question is, what about the Oilas Oif? The Oilas Oif, over there, as we're going to see, you needed to sever two of the simanim. One is not enough, too. And even though it already dies, l'chura, once you sever the one simon, there's still an idea to sever two simonim. The question is, do you have to sever the simonim legamre, or do you not have to sever the simonim legamre? It's machloikis, Rabbanan and Rabbi Elazar b'Rabbi Shimon. The Rabbanan said, legamre, roiv is not enough, even though roiv is always enough, not here. According to Rabbi Elazar b'Rabbi Shimon, roiv is going to be enough. So says the Gemara, finally, what exactly is this machloikis? And the Gemara is going to mention a braisa that's going to take us all the way onto tomorrow's daf. Says the Gemara, the Tanya, we're going to the braisa of Es Hasheni, Yasa, Oila, Kimishpa. The context is the carbon oil. So you know, if somebody does an avera b'shoigig, she's doinei karis, he has to bring a carbon. Which carbon does he have to bring? He has to bring a carbon chatas. A carbon chatas is a nekeva. It's either a kizba or a seira. There are, however, a few parashis in the Torah, in the end of Parshas Vayikra, where the Torah says that for certain averas, the carbon that's brought, the chatos that's brought, is not necessarily a kispa or a seira, but rather the carbon can vary based on the financial status of the person that did the avera. In other words, if the person can afford to bring a kizba or a seira, he brings a kizba or a seira. What if the person can't afford to bring a kizba or a seira? So there's an option to bring shnei toirim or shnei bnei yoina. You bring two birds. Why two? Echad la'oyla ve'echad l'chatz. If the person can't even afford to bring the shnei toirim or the shnei bnei yoina, he's so poor. So then he has a third option. It's what Chazal referred to as the carbon of dalei dalus. And what he brings is a carbon mincha, a siris ha'efa. His carbon is a carbon mincha. So when the Torah is describing the shnei toirim and shnei bnei yoina, that the ani, that the dal could bring in the event that the avera that he did is subject not to the typical chatas, but the carbon oil of the yored, says the pasuk v'sasheni yasa oila kemishpat v'chiper olav akoyim mechatosa yashachotav v'nisachloi. The second one is a carbon oil, and how do you bring this carbon oil? Says the pasuk, you bring a kemishpat. Says the Gemara, a big time machlokes tanaim. what exactly the word kemishpat means. Says the Gemara, Tanakam, and this price says, you know what kemishpat means? Chatas behema. It means you should bring the oila sa'if with the shulchan aruch of how you bring a chatas behema. Says the Gemara, ato eme kemishpat chatas behema, or ye ene ele kemishpat chatas sa'if. Doesn't it seem a little bit more reasonable to think that what you're bringing the oila sa'if should be not like the chatas behema, more like the chatas oif? And in fact, if you look at the context over there, the Pesukim, the Torah mentioned the chatas oif. Then we mentioned the oila sa'if. And the Pasuk says, bring the oila sa'if kemishpat. The oila sa'if comes with the chatas oif, so it makes more sense that the kemishpat is like the chatas oif, says the Gemara. No, when it says, v'hikrivoi, when the Torah mentions, bring the chatas oif and then bring the oila sa'if, so it says by the oila sa'if, v'hikrivoi akoyen. It chazes over the word v'hikrivoi. Cholak akosov. It didn't have to say v'hikrivoi. So by saying v'hikrivoi, what the Torah essentially did was, it was mechalek between the chatas oif and the oila sa'if. They're not supposed to be the same. If they're not supposed to be the same, then when the Torah says bring the oil soif kemishpat, it doesn't mean kemishpat chatas soif. Because I already have a kriva that tells me the chatas of the oil soif have to be different. So mani mekayim kemishpat. What then does kemishpat mean? It means kemishpat chatas behema. Okay. So the oil soif has to be brought like the chatas behema. Lemay nafkemina. Says the Gemara, a few nafkeminas. Number one. Ma chatas behema ineba elemen achule. Just like chatas behema can only be brought from chulin. You can't use ma'isa sheni money to bring a chatas behema. It has to be dafk min achulin. So too, the oil sa'if has to be brought dafk min achulin. Additionally, just like the chatas behema had to be brought dafka during the day, the avoid of chatas behema had to be brought during the day. Why? Because all karbanas had to be brought during the day. So too, the oil sa'if had to be brought dafka during the day. Ubiyada ayamonis. The chatas behema had to be done, the avoid with the right hand of the kohen. Afoil sa'if, so too, the oil sa'if, eneba, elemen achulin. Says the Gemara, ubiyayim, ubiyada ayamonis. So we learn three halachas from the word kemishpa. Says the Gemara, imala halam reif shnayim. Afkan, if you're telling me that the oil sa'if is compared to the chatas behema, how do you do shchit? The way you do shchit with every behema. It has to be roiv the two simanim. So the oil sa'if maybe should be kemish, but also roiv the simanim. Tamalim, there's another pasuk. It says, umalak vehikta. Ma haktara harosh ba'atzmai va'guf ba'atzmai. Just like the haktara, there's a din that the roish and the guf have to be separate. Af malika harosh ba'atzmai va'guf ba'atzmai. Either way, the Tanakama of this price, we'll see there's three shittas in the price. But the Tanakam of this price is the Rabbanan shita ready from Amud Aleph. We have it right here, where the Rabbanan held that even though ordinarily Roiv works, but when it comes to an Oil HaSa'if, it's not enough to be Mavdul Roiv of the Beis Simonim. But you have to be Mavdul the Simonim Lagamri. What's the Makar? The Makar is Umalak Vehikter, Mahak Torah, Reish Batzmai, Vaguf Batzmai, Af Malika, Reish Batzmai, Vaguf. What's the context? The context is that even though it says that the Hakrova of the Oil HaSa'if should be Kemishpat, and Kemishpat means Kemishpat Chatas Behemo, and by Chatas Behemo, Roiv of the Simonim is enough. So Kedai Techamina, I would add a Havamina, that by Malika's Oila Soif, it should be the same. Wait, Kamashmon, it's not the same. But the bottom one, what's the Makar? The Makar is not Kemishpat. The Makar is Umalak Vehekta. Mahak Torah, Haroish Ba'atzmai, Aguf Ba'atzmai, Af Malika, Haroish Ba'atzmai, Ba'aguf Ba'atzmai. Shmuel Oimer, Rabbi Shmuel says, Kemishpat, when it says Kemishpat, it means not Kemishpat Chatas Behemo, but the Oila Soif should be Kemishpat Chatas Oif. And Mahatas Oif, Mimul Oiref. It says in the Torah, Mul Arbay. Af Oilos, if it all doesn't say Mefurish, Mimul Arif. There too, it has to be Mul Arif. Says the Gemara, Ma, Lahalon, Moilik Veinim Aftab Sevin Echad, Afkam Moil Veinim Aftab Sevin Echad. You would think that if the Oilos is supposed to be like the Chatasai, 1 semen is enough, but the Oilos 1 semen should be enough as well. Tamalayma Vehikrivai. No, it says Vehikrivai. That's the Pasuk that the Tanakhama brought in Aman Aleph as well to tell me that the Chatasai and the Oilos, even though they're similar, we just said Kemishbat means that the Oilos should be like the Chatasai, but it's not Mamish Kemishbat. So even though the Chatas Oif is only Simen Echad, you can't be Mavdol, right? Not only are you not supposed to be Mavdol, the Roish and the Guf by the Chatas Oif, but if you remember from Masech Tzvachim, you're not allowed to. It says in the Torah, V'lo Yavdol. It's actually a Loisa Seh. Ve'kriva tells me that Loisa Seh, that V'lo Yavdol, the Din Simen Echad is only by Chatas Oif, it's not going to be true by Oilos. It was Reb Shimon Oimer, and this is the second of the three Shittas in the Braisa that we need. Reb Shimon says, Kemishpat means Kemishpat Chatas Oif. And Ma'ala Ha'wan Oichiz B'Roish U'B'Guf U'Mazo. Just like there, you hold the head and the Guf and you do the Hazah on the Mizbech. Afkan Oichiz B'Roish U'B'Guf U'Mazo. It says, my comma, what does this mean? And this is the punchline. Haki comma. Ma'ala halon. Just like the chatas ha'oif. Kishu achuz ha'roish b'guf maza. When you do the hazah, right? Hazah was to the chatas and the oil sa'if what zrika was to behema. So just like when you do the hazah of the chatas ha'oif, the roish and the guf are connected. How do you know they're connected? because you only shecht, you only did malika on one simon, and the Torah says v'layavdo. So they have to be connected. Afkan, so too by the oila soif kishu achuz aroish begof maza. Meaning, you're not supposed to, or for sure, l'katchila, there's no inyan to go ahead and to be mavdo the two simanim, roiva the simanim are going to be good. So if you're telling me that the malika of the oila seif is like the malika of the chatzai, maybe one simon should be enough. No, it says v'krivai. Either way, so what you have over here is the two shitas, three shitas in the braisa. How to learn a pasuk. In the parsha of the Oyla V'Yoyrig, which describes the Oyla Saif, where it says, V'kriva Yakoyen El, where it says, Ves Hasheni Yasa Oyla Kemishpat, doesn't mean Kemishpat Chatas Behema, or it doesn't mean Kemishpat Chatas Saif, but regardless, what came out, B'derech Agav almost, from this Braisa, in its discussion of how to understand the word Kemishpat, is a machloikis, the Chachamim and Rabbi Lazar Rav Shimon, whether the Malik of the Oyla Sa'if is to sever the Simonim Legamri. What was the Makar to that? The Makar was Umalak Vehikter. Mahak Torah B'Reish Ba'atzmei, Vaguf Ba'atzmei, Af Malika Reish Ba'atzmei, Guf Ba'atzmei, or no. Roiv is enough, and that was the sheet of Rabbi Lazar Rav Shimon, and he said, Fakaris, Mashma, just the opposite. Kemishpat meets Kemishpat Chata Sa'if, and just like the Chata Sa'if, it's Kishuhu Achuz HaReish Beguf Maza, Afkan, when it comes to the Oyla Sa'if, Kishuhu Achuz B'Reish Beguf Maza. Just one final Gemara, as the Gemara concludes, it's Cheshme, the Tanakama that learned Kemishpat means Kemishpat Chatos Behema. What was the Makar in the Tanakama's world that the two simonim have to be severed completely? It was learned out from Umalak Vehikta. Just like Taktor is the Reish Ba'atzmai and the Guf Ba'atzmai, so to the Malik is the Reish Ba'atzmai and the Guf Ba'atzmai. Says the Gemara of Chimiachet and Afkalon, Molak Vehikter, Vekrivai Lamali. What do I need the word Vekrivai? Right, the Tanakhama started off with Vekrivai. Vekrivai tells me that the Chata Saif and the Oila Saif are different. That's how we knew that Kemishpat doesn't mean Kemishpat Chata Saif, but rather Kemishpat means Kemishpat Chata's Beimo. And then in the context of the Tanakhama's discussion of the Psukim, the Tanakhama had a whole new drasha, Umalak Vehikter, that I know that the Oyla Saif and the Chata Saif are not the same, because just like the Aktorah is Haroish Ba'atzmai, so too the Malika has to be Haroish Ba'atzmai as well. So the Gemara's Kasha is, once I have the drasha of Umalak Vehikter, what do I need Vekrivai for? I mean, Vekrivai is telling me that the Chata Saif Oyla Saif is different. I know it's different. Because over here there's a dinu malak vehikter, and by the chata soif it says in the Torah v'lo yavdo. So the Gemara says very simple: ilav vehikrive have amina my kemishpat chata soif. Had it not said vehikrive, I would have thought that when it says that you bring the soif kemishpat, it means kemishpat chata soif. Even shom malak vehikter. What is a malak vehikter? I mean, I would have thought that's malak tar brish shom esbech av malikas brish shom esbech. I would think that's referring to a different detail, that just like the haktara of the oil safe has to be Bereisha Mizbech, so too the Malika has to be Bereisha Mizbech, which is true. But Hashi, the cause of Rachmana, Vekrivai, now that Torah says Vekrivai, I know to learn two halachas from Umalak Vehikter, Dorish Beinami Ha, teaches me also the second halacha. What's the second halacha? They have to sever the two simonim as well. So either way, the Gemara says Umalak Vehikter alone would not have done the trick. Because had I only had Umalak Vehikter, I would have used the drasha to tell me that there is some similarity between the Malika and the Haktara, but maybe that's just with regards to the Makkah of where the Malika has to be done. Haktara is obviously done by Rosh Hashanah Mizbech, so maybe the Malika also has to be done by Rosh Hashanah Mizbech. Kamash Malon, the Hikrivoy is a Giloy, that it's not only teaching me the Makkah in HaMalika, but it's also teaching me how the Malika has to be done. Because Vekrivai says that the Malika of the Oyla Saif cannot be done in the same fashion as the Malika of the Chata Saif was done. Excess. Either way, this daf is a Chulin daf, but it's also very much a Kachim daf. And the Braisa that the Gemara brought, it's a short Braisa, and it takes up a very short amud and a half, where the Braisa discusses different halachas in terms of exactly how the Oyla Sa'if was brought and the Chata Sa'if was brought. Now, if you remember, when we learned Masech Tzvachim HaMenachas, we referred back to this Braisa a few times, and that is a classic Arsameach. So just a little bit of background and a little bit of rate. So one of the things that the Gemara said, we learn from the fact that the Pasuk says, Sasheni Yasa Oyla Kemishpat. So someone who couldn't afford to bring a Chatas Behemoth, so he brought a carbon oil of a yayin. What was the oil of a yayin? If he could afford it, Shnei Tayrim and Shnei Bnei Yayin. If he couldn't afford that, he brought a carbon milk. If he's bringing the Shnei Tayrim and Shnei Bnei Yayin, one of them was brought as a carbon Chatas, and the other one was brought as a carbon oil. And the Torah says that when he brought the carbon oil, how exactly is he supposed to bring the carbon oil? It says, Vesasheni Yasa Oyla Kemishpat. And a machlokes tanoim. Machloikis, the Tanakama, and Rabbi Shmuel, or Rabbi Shimon, what does Kemishpat mean? Does Kemishpat mean Kemishpat Chatas Oif? Or does Kemishpat mean Kemishpat Chatas Behema? The Tanakama said Kemishpat means Kemishpat Chatas Behema. In other words, the Torah is saying, bring the oil asa'if the same way you bring the chatas behema. How so? Meaning, l'may nafgamino. So Marcel, I'll tell you three halachas. Number one, the chatas behema had to be bum in achulin. You couldn't use maisa sheni money to purchase an animal that ultimately was going to be brung as a carbon chatas. So too, the halacha is that the oil asa'if is only bum in achulin. Number one. Number two, chatas behema has to be brought during the day. Because karbanos have to be brought during the day. Oila Saif also had to be brought during the day. And finally, the Chatas Behema had to be done, the Al-Koyen, when he did the Avoida, he had to do it with the Rechta Hand. So too, the Oila Saif, the Avoida that he's doing, had to be done with the Rechta Hand as well. Frank the Rajba, that I need a posik of Vesasheni Yasa Oila Kemishpat to tell me that the Oila Sa'if had to be brought during the day. Kemishpat Chatas Behema that had to be brought during the day. How do I know that the Chatas Behema has to be brought during the day? It's learned that from a pasuk. All karbanos have to be brought during the day. Even shechita has to be brought during the day, which is lav avoyde. Every single avoyde has to be done during the day. If that's the case, why would I think that an oil asleif should not have to be done during the day? I need the drasha of kemishpat chatas behema to tell that the oil asleif is like the chatas behema. Just like the chatas behema is brought during the day, dafka, so to the oil asleif during the day. As if to say, without this drasha of kemishpat, voltech gah. A fleeting havamina, that maybe the oil asa'if is different. It's not like the chatas behema. Meaning it's not like all the karbanos in the world that have to be brought during the day. For some reason, I would have thought the oil asa'if is different. And Frank the Rajba, tzorich il gadol, I do not understand why I need a drasha to tell me that the oil asa'if has to be brought during the day. Manishtana, the oil asa'if. From all the karbanos of the world that have to be brought during the day. And Zidua, there are Meir Simcha, set of beautiful teretz, and Behektim and Evan Ezra in Parashas Vayikra. So somebody that could afford to bring an animal, a kizba or a se'ira, when he did one of the averas that are subject to Oyla V'yared, brought the kizba se'ira. What if somebody couldn't? Let's say it wasn't Shayach. Frank to Evan Ezra, why does the Ani, who can't bring the kizba or se'ira, have to bring echad la'oila, the echad l'chatas? Why is he bringing the carbon oila? If the gvir does an avera that's subject to oila v'yayrid, he brings an animal. The animal's a carbon chatas. The ani, he has to add echad la'oila, the echad l'chatas. L'churit tzarech ion, asks Eben Ezra, manavshach, if this avera begets an oila, then the asher should also have to bring a carbon oila. And if the avera does not beget an oila, then the ani should not have to bring a carbon oila. So why is it, Frank Devin Ezra, that the ani now has to bring echad oila v'echad l'chatas? Says Devin Ezra v'hakorav elai, sheho echad keneged ha'emurim v'asheni chatas kemishpat. Beer divrei hakdoshim shal Evan Ezra. We know that the chatas ha'oif was completely nechal l'kayhanim. So just like an oilas behema was kulay kol, so too, the chatas oif, there was a carbon that was completely, it did not go on the mizbeach at all. And that was the chatas oif. Which means, says Eben Ezra, if a person would bring only the chatas oif, because he couldn't afford to bring the kizba in the se'ira, the mizbeach would lose out. It would come out that he's bringing a carbon that has no chelek that's going to gvoi. Now the dam goes on the mizbeach. But there'd be no achilas mizbeach. And we know that critical to every carbon is that a chelek of the basar is eaten, and a chelek of the basar goes on the mizbeach. Being that a chatas oif is completely nechal, so it comes out that the chatas oif does not have any chelik that goes ligavoya. It's for that reason the Torah says you have to add another carbon. The reason you have to add another carbon is not because this person really needs the carbon, but this ani needs to have, as a chelik of his carbon, something that's going to go on the mizbeach. See, Razi brings a oila. An oila is kulay kol. So like this, between the chatas and the oila, you have a chelik of it that's nechal kayanim, that's the chatas part, and then you have a chelik of it that goes to the vaya. That's going to be the oila part. You're right, says Devin Ezra. Vakarav elai, I don't think that the ani needs a carbon oila. Why does he need a carbon oila for? If the asher doesn't need a carbon oila, the ani shouldn't either need a carbon oila. But you know what the ani needs? He needs a murim. That's what he needs. He needs a chelek of his carbon to go on the mizbeach. He doesn't have it because the chatas oif was completely nechal. Says Devin Ezra, karav elai sheho echa. The reason he brings the oila is not for the sake of oila, but rather it's for the sake of a murim. Sheho echad kenega de emurim. Vasheni chatas kemishpa. Either way, it's every meir simcha. So it comes out that you see the oila sa'if really wears two hats. Number one, the Oila Sa'if is a carbon Oila. But at the same time, the purpose, what's the matara of the Oila Sa'if? It's Kenegadei Murim. It's coming to serve the purpose that Haktaras Emurim served with every other carbon. Says Rame Simcha, if that's the case, we know the first Mishnah in Masechtas Brachas, the very first Mishnah in Talmud Bavli says that Haktaras Emurim was kosher Balayla. So that even though Avodas were done dafka during the day, but there was an Avodah that was done Balayla. Hekter Chalavim Emurim. Haktaras Emurim was done Balayla. In fact, the Gemara says that according to one man, the Amad the Tfilois, are keneged the karbonos. Shachris is keneged the tamid shel shachar. Mincha, the Vilna Gaon, that's keneged tamid shel bein arbayim, the mincha of the tamid shel bein arbayim. And Mayriv's keneged the Akhtar HaSemurim. The Akhtar HaSemurim was done by Laila. Being the Akhtar HaSemurim was done by Laila. And the whole purpose of the Oilos Oif, says Evan Ezra, was b'makam ha'imurim. So Sedra Meir Simcha, v'otich gahata habamina, that maybe you can bring the Oilos Oif by Laila. Kamash Malan says the Torah, no, that you bring the Oilos Oif commission. Kemishbat Chatas Behema, and just like the Chatas Behema has to be done dafka during the day, so too the Oila Sa'if has to be done dafka during the day as well. The Velt says that a Yid once came to Rameir Simcha, and he walks into Rameir Simcha's study, and he saw Rameir Simcha was mamish, he was beaming, he was so besimcha. And he went over to him and he told him, Shiva, l'simcha mazu oisa, why are you so happy? So he told him, you just walked into my study, I'm going to tell you what happened. He says, I was sitting and learning Masechtas Chulin, Daf Chaf Aleph Amud Beis, today's daf. And he came to this braisa. The Oil Saif has to be Kemishbat. And the Gemara says, Kemishbat Chatas Behi, you have to bring the Oil Saif down. And the Rajbus Kasha. He says, why do you need a pasuk to tell me? The Oil Saif has to be done, every carbon has to be done during the day. And I had an einfal. I had an einfal to answer the Kasha. He told him to terrace. He told him this classic Arsameach. He told him the teretz based on the Eben Ezra, Parshas Vayikra. And Ramei Simcha said, as soon as he thought of this teretz, he said he fell asleep. And he had a dream. And in his dream, he saw that there was a big tumult in Bezlin Shomayla. And there was a kitrig on the generation. Why is it that there's no one in the door that could be mechaven to Teiras Emes? And as this big tumult is happening, the Rajba walks into Bezlin Shomayla, and the Rajba says, it's not true. He says, there's a Yid who lives in Dvinsk. His name is Rameir Simcha, and he just said a var to answer one of my kashas, that's Teiras Emes. To answer this Rajba's kasha based on this Evan Ezer. But the aim based medrash b'lei chiddush. Number one, the Tosfos over here asks another kasha. The Gemara said that, you know, it says the oil said it has to be kemishpat chatas behema, just like chatas behema is in a ba elamin achulin. So too, oilas ha'oif is in a ba elamin achulin. And there's some long taisvis in, right? Every time you have a short amud, it's a long taisvis, right? So Daf Yomi wins, but if you learn Gemara Rashi taisvis, it's actually a harder amud. But regardless, the taisvis on the bottom of Daf Chaf Aleph Amud Aleph asks Akasha, he says, I don't understand. He brings a Sefri. The Sefri says that you're not allowed to take Maisa Sheinu money and buy your carbon oil. And the reason is because the carbon oil was burnt on the Mizbeach. It wasn't eaten. And even though in Kachim, we know, B'shtei Achilas Achasim V'daber, Echad Achilas Adam, Echad Achilas Mizbeach, sometimes Akhtara is deemed Achila, Shir Kizayas, for example. Sometimes it's not deemed Haktara, many sugis of Masechtas Vachim. Says this a free, it's a drasha. You cannot use your Maisa money to bring a carbon oil. Frey Tais Akasha, if that's the case, Umiu Kasha, Lomeli Kemishbat Lin Chulam Ba'ilas Sa'if. Why do I need a pasuk to tell me that you can't bring the Oilas Sa'if from Maisa money? Tapeklei mi drasha this a free. Do'ema Mecheles. Tapeklei, it's a free. This a free says you can't bring the Oilas Behem. Why not? Because it's not Nechel. The Oilas Sa'if was also not Nechel. So why would you think there should be a difference between the Oilas Sa'if and the Oilas Behemoth. So I saw the Chsam Sofer right here. This Chsam Sofer on Masechtas Chulin, Daf Chaf Aleph. He says, Lefid Evan Ezra in Parshas Vayikra, that says that the Oila Soif wears two hats. The Oila Soif is a carbon oil. There's nothing to talk about. But really, in its essence, what's the point? Vakar of Eli says to Evan Ezra, what's the real purpose of it? The real purpose is Shoechot Kenegad Emurim. So really, it's the Emurim of a bigger carbon. So the way you look at the Oila Soif is not a carbon that's completely consumed on the Mizbeach, but as a part of a carbon that it grabbed is the chelik that goes on the Mizbeach. But it's part of it. If that's the case, says the Chsam Soif, I'll ask you a kasha. We know that you're allowed to take your Maisa Sheni money and buy a shlabim. In fact, you're supposed to buy a shlabim. That's the Lekatchila ben Benoish Lekatchila. Right, in a perfect world, every Yid would take his Maisa Sheni money. He would, if he had Maisa Sheni money, if he had to be paid to the Paris, and he would go buy a carbon shlomen. The carbon shlomen also has a chelik that was burnt. It has a chelik that went on the Mizbeach. Says the Chsam Soif, the paid of the Sefri was the oil, because it's kulai. kabel, because it's completely consumed. But the fact that you're going to buy a carbon, part of which is nechel and part of which is not nechel, that in and of itself doesn't bother me. Says the Chassam, that's the oilos oif. The oilos beim is right. That's kulei kabel. But the oilos oif is not kulei kabel because it's part of a bigger carbon. And in that bigger carbon, you have a chelik that's nechel. That's the chatos oif part. And then there's a chelik that goes like vaya. That's the oilos oif part. But being that it's different than the oilos beim, says the Chassam Sofer, the same yisoid that the Ramei Simcha said to answer the Rashba's kasha, the Chassam Sofer says to answer Taisa. But the aim base medrash without one more chiddush. And that is the truth. The truth is that if you take a look at the Eben Ezra has another teretz. The Eben Ezra's teretz that Ramei Simcha and the Chassam Sofer bring to answer the Rishonim's kasha is the second teretz Eben Ezra. The first teretz Eben Ezra says is V'yoymer Rav Yitzchak. He said he heard from Rav Yitzchak. That the reason that the ani has to bring echol ba'oil of echol achatos is bavur shalei tagia yadoi. Being that who brings the shnei torah mishnei bnei yoyna? It's the ani. Why does the ani have to bring the shnei torah mishnei bnei yoyna? Because he can't afford to bring the kizbor se'ila. Ulai ola al ruchai machsheves. It could be that as this ani is going to bring this carbon, he's going to have a feeling, a sense that, you know what? He feels bad. Right, he feels bad that, why is it that he's in a position where he can't afford to bring the carbon that the usher is bringing? It would be very, very reasonable. He's bringing a carbon, he wants to bring something to the Eibishtav to get kapara, and now all of a sudden he has to be reminded of his financial status, that he's not the usher, he's the yireid, and as a result he can't afford to bring the right carbon. So it's yitochen, says Rabbi Yitzchak, that Allah al-ruchay machshava, that he may have had a machshava at that point, questioning HaKadosh Baruch Hu, why is it that he is in this situation that he's in, which is that he cannot afford to bring the kizbe seira. We know the carbon oil was mechaper on ha'oila al ruchacham, on hirhurei avera. So you want to know why the ani brings a carbon oil? Well, he has to bring a carbon oil. See, the usher doesn't have to bring a carbon oil because usher is not having these machshavas. It's the ani that's having these machshavas. So the usher can bring a carbon chatas. But the ani cannot be yoitza with a carbon chatas. The ani would have to bring a carbon oil as well. I saw a beautiful ha'ara in the Sefer Shchitas Chulin. The Sefer HaChinuch. So this is the Chinuch in Mitzvah Kuf Chav Gimel. It's the Mitzvah of Carbon Oyle V'yayin. So he says as follows. Medine HaMitzvah. Listen to this. Shekol Echam Me'arbach HaTam Me'la. The four Averis that beget a Carbon Oyle V'yayin. Mechayev Oiseo Lehevi Kizba Oiseiro Kedin Chatas Kavua Yadu. Ve'enoi Nifter Ba'oif Oy Bekemach Elam Kenuani. And unless he's an ani, he has to bring the same carbon that you'd always bring when you bring a carbon chatas. Im huani, let's say the person that did this aver of oil v'yoyred is an ani, v'hevi kizba oiseira, and let's say he now went and he brought the carbon of an asher. Could an ani bring a carbon of an asher? That's the question. Right? So the usher can't bring the carbon of an ani, that we understand. But could the ani bring the carbon of an asher? Says the chinuch, no. Ha'asher lay. Everybody has to bring what they have to bring. He's not going to be yotz. Why not? V'hatam, says the chinuch. He says, being that HaKadosh Baruch had rachmanas on the ani, and he said, you don't have to bring the kizba zero. You could be yotz with the shnei tayim or the shnei bnei yoyna. Einoi bedin. It's inappropriate. She yidchoik atzmai. For him to somehow force himself and extend himself, lahavi biyoser mimashatasik yaday, and bring something that he can afford. Ubeze yikna kol maven etza. It says the chinuch. I'm going to give you a musar shmuz right now. That tein lachacham v'yech gamoid. That a person labilti asoyis hoytzoyis biyoser min aroy lelefim amoyna. That a person shouldn't spend more money than he could afford. And the reason is leman ki boy siba ligzal es habriyos kishemivakish lemudav enei moitza. Because all it's going to do is going to cause a person to become a gazlan and do things that really he's not supposed to do. So it says the chinuch, halacha l'maisa, if an ani decided that he wants to bring the carbon asher, is it okay or is it not okay? Says the chinuch, it's not okay. Why not? And he gives a whole musar reason. The reason is because Shabbat had rachmanis on the person. And Hashem said that this is not for you. And be that's not for you, don't do it. I'll force myself. The person says, I'm going to go l'fnim eshur ha'din, I'm going to bring a nicer carbon. That's a very bad precedent. It doesn't work that way. Because if a person is going to start spending money that he can't afford to spend, it's going to bring ligzales habriyos kishem evakish the wood of enei might say dvarim neflon. This is the chinuch, not the minchas chinuch. This is the rishon. This is the sefer chinuch right here in mitzvah kuf chav gimel. Either way, I saw in the sefer shchitas chulin, he said l'chayra yesh loymai that it should be tully in the two terutzim of the Eben Ezra. How so? If the reason that the Ani brings a carbon oila is simply because he needs a murim. Meaning, really, the Ani has to bring a chatas, just like the Asha has to bring a chatas. The halach is to bring a carbon chatas. Now, a regular chatas has a chelik that's nechel and has a chelik that goes like gevaya. But the chatas oila is kulei nechel. Being that it's kulei nechel, there is no chelik that goes like gevaya. As a result, go bring the carbon oila. So, what would be if the Ani would bring the carbon asher? It shouldn't be a problem because you would think, anyways, maybe it shouldn't be a problem. Why not? Because he has the chelik that's going to be nechel. He has the chelik that's going to be l'gvaya. Okay, I'll zen them. I don't know. So I'm giving you a whole different reason why it shouldn't work. But if you're going to go like Rav Yitzchak, this kadmon that the Eben Ezra brought, the first tards in the Eben Ezra, which is that the reason the Ani has to bring a carbon oil because he has to bring an oil. He needs an oil. The Asher doesn't need an oil. Because the oil is mechaper on erhurei avera. And as it relates to the Ani who right now is being told that you can't afford to bring the kizbe desira, ulai ola ruche machsheves. So what are you going to bring now, the carbon of the Asher? You're missing an oil. You need the carbon oil. So if the Ani doesn't need the oil, what he needs is the emurim. Okay, so then you can hear this conversation. He could be yoytzadei murim. He could be yoytzadei murim by bringing a regular chatas behemo. But if he needs the carbon oil, then l'chura doesn't have the carbon oil. If he doesn't have the carbon oil, then l'chura he's going to be out. Just to end with one final ara, and that is, incidentally, if you take a look at the chida has an arichos. He brings many different shatim to answer the Eben Ezra's kasha. Why is it that the Ani has to bring a chatas and oil? One of the things he says, this is agav, he says that echad la'oil of echad l'chatas is Rosh Hatevis elov. Echad lechatas, the echad la'ila. There's a lot of ramazim in Elul, right? Ish l'reyeyu u'matanas l'avyoin. You can go a lot of places with this. But either way, echad lechatas ve'echad la'ila says the chida is Rosh Hatevis Elul. He says because b'zman shemes ha'mikdash ha'yikayim, you needed a chatas and you needed an oila. Today we have a chodesh Elul, but he says something very nice. He says that yesh loymar b'derech remes, chatas is the taich that you're being mechaper, you're cleaning up your mess from the past. He says Elul has two functions. Number one, Echad L'chatas, a person does Averis the whole year, so he has Elul. Elul is a Zman of Tshuva, so he can get through his Tshuva Kapara on the Averis that he did. But the Echad L'Oila, it's also time where you can be Oila, you can go up. You can go Maila, you can go B'Madrega. So Echad L'Oila, Echad L'chatas, those are the two things that you're able to do. But I saw in the Lutzker Rav, and we'll end with this, a classic Lutzker Rav, says there's Naim L'Toyra, said always bothered him. The carbon's called a carbon Oila V'Yoyrit. Right, it's oila v'yoyred. He says, why is it an oila? I think it's a yoyred. Meaning, you have the base carbon, which is a kizbe desira. If a person can't afford it, so he's yoyred. If he can't afford it, he's yoyred a little bit more. But where's the oila part? The starting point, l'chayre, is the kizbe desira. That's what every carbon chatas is. So where exactly is the yoyred? Says the Lutzker Rav, yesh loymar. The ani is yoyred, right? Quantitatively, the kamos, his carbon costs less money. It's a cheaper carbon than the carbon of the Asher. But qualitatively, his carbon is oila. Because we know the Gemara says in Masechtas Menachos Daf Kufayim Adbeis that the only carbon in the Torah where it says v'nefesh, v'nefesh kisachim kem, is the carbon mincha. Because the person who brings the carbon mincha, the minchas ani, he brings it with his nefesh, he brings it with his kishkes. It's harder for him to write the smaller check that he writes than it is maybe for the gvir to write the bigger check that he writes. It comes with more nefesh. It says the Lutzker Rav that we know Chazal said that the carbon of an ani, being that there's more lev, rachman alibabai, sometimes could be more impactful than the carbon of the ushers. It's true. When you learn the sugya of Oila V'yayre, he's a Oila Ruchachem, and he needs to bring an Oila. He doesn't even have a Murim, and his carbon is it's Yayre, he's Yayre, he's Yayre, Dalos, Dali, Dalos. But at the same time, said Lutzker Rav, his carbon is also Oila. Because although Bekamos, quantitatively, his carbon is a carbon Yayre, but qualitatively, as the carbon goes down Bekamos, it goes up Be'echos, it's also a carbon Oila.